Welcome to Housing Developments.
I'm Jim Tobin.
And I'm Paul Lopez.
Paul, good afternoon.
Good day, sir.
Good to see you here in the studio.
I know, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's right. I've been remote the last couple of weeks or last little bit, so.
Well, we've been busy, right?
It has been, yeah.
I don't know, like, how things going? Like, you said you're just traveling, right? So what have you been hearing out in the street, in the hinterland?
Yeah, I was in Texas last week for the TAB, the TAB meeting, and then was in North Carolina visiting our HBAs in Fayetteville. And also in Durham and Chatham and Orange County. So nice. It was a great trip. There continues to be the everything's still a little unsettled, right? Interest rates are still high, but there's still demand,
right?
But slower. And we're all waiting for the switch to flip. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
But there still seems to be this optimism. You hear a lot about local governments, you know, still standing in the way of putting more land into production,
right,
to help lower costs. You know, but I do kind of hear this consistent drumbeat that local officials are starting to get it, that they understand that we've got to build more housing and that they're looking at ways to reduce their burden on housing, whether it's permitting times, permitting fees, like I said, the, you know, land use requirements, just putting more land in production. So there seems to be this, we've been talking about it. There's this pervasive, well, maybe not pervasive yet, but there's certainly people are starting to recognize that they've got to clear the decks for housing. And so that's still out there, but still frustrations. You know, I was in Texas, you know, they're frustrated about energy codes and kind of that steady march forward,
right,
with energy codes, but leaving attainability and affordability behind. So, you know, just a lot of frustration. And, you know, and in some instances, you know, where our local or our state associations have a good legislative sessions, mm-hmm, all of a sudden there seems to be this little boomerang effect where there are, you know, some folks who are like, well, maybe we should slow down on housing, or there's too many people moving into Texas, or we've, you know, that
really?
Kind of, yeah. So you're never quite out of the woods.
Yeah. Mm. But I think the point though that you made is a good one though, is that this is across the country, doesn't matter, red state, blue state,
right,
big, you know, municipality or small,
right,
everyone seems to get that the backbone of the community is housing.
Yeah. We've got to build more. And I think what I like to see now is, I think you're starting to see more and more, you know, lawmakers, whether it's local or state level, certainly the federal level, they recognize that NAHB and our affiliated partners at the state and local level, we are the experts, that we are the ones who are going to build this,
right,
new supply.
Right.
And we are ready, willing, and able to roll up our sleeves and work with anybody at any time to solve the housing affordability crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. We always have been, right?
We always have been. That's right.
And it's looking like more and more that they're going to need to kind of have a meeting of the minds because, I mean, inflation seems to be a little bit sticky, right? We got some numbers out last week that showed that inflation isn't dropping as much as it used to. And I think it's making a little bit of people nervous, right?
Yeah. I mean, there were some, you know, earlier this year, right? There were people forecasting 6 Fed rate cuts.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, to his credit, Rob Dietz has said, you know, that was never a possibility.
Right.
He still is kind of sticking with his 2 in the second half of the year. I think he said, you know, kind of September, December.
Yeah.
Time frame.
That's starting to look a little bit optimistic.
Yeah. I mean, I was just, you know, watching some of the local national, you know, financial networks, and there's, you know, there's even people saying, well, maybe there are no rate cuts this year, that you could see a scenario where that happens. But, you know, whether they can hit their target rate of a 2% inflation remains to be seen. But more importantly, it's, you know, it's not anytime soon. Like you said, it's this pervasive stickiness, I think you said, about inflation. And that's, you know, but the market, you know, the market's kind of riding up and down, but generally up. You know, bond market's still way too hot, or
right. So we got 2 important numbers this week. Yesterday was the NHB Wells Fargo Housing Market Index.
Right.
That actually stayed flat at 51.
Flat, yep.
Right.
We'll take it. Still positive territory.
Still positive territory. Right. But it again, a lot of the stuff that we heard in terms of the comments were a little nervous. We're kind of keeping an eye on things. Things could be better.
Right.
Demand's still there. That's the big issue, right?
Yeah. Well, demand's still there. Everybody sees it. You know, still people rate locked. You know, so new homes are still the predominant way you're going to be able to, you know, find a home.
Yep.
But it's that uncertainty, you know, there's clearly upside in this, in builder sentiment. And it feels like it's as pent up as buyer demand.
Yeah.
You know, there were some stories about, you know, sellers are finally realizing that 7% mortgages are the new normal.
Yeah.
And they're gonna start selling their homes.
Yeah.
But interestingly, no one solves the question, or no one answered the question of, are they willing to go pay 7% for their mortgage, or are buyers going to be willing to buy their house at a 7% mortgage clip? So, yeah, I think the HMI reflects this kind of, you know, kind of collective breath holding that all of the marketplace is in right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and then the numbers that came out today were housing starts and permits down. You looked at the numbers and they look down hard, right? Down 14.7%. But last month was up, you know, a large amount too. So it's weaker than trend, but not as bad as it would seem, which kind of then plays out with the HMI, right?
Yeah, right.
Kind of a holding pattern kind of.
Yeah, it's just hard to peg. And we know starts and permits are always, they seem to be more volatile than HMI. Kind of a nice arc to it. But so not surprising to see the permits and starts come in lower.
So how is this affecting now? I mean, we spoke with Lake Colson last week about LegCon and what Congress needs to do. I mean, this more than anything is starting to show that they need to get their act together and start moving on this, because it's not just going to be the Fed that's going to bail them out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Anybody hoping for that's a good way to put it. No, it's time for policymakers. We talked about this at the top of the podcast. You know, policymakers at all levels have got to decide that they want to be part of the solution.
Right.
The Fed's only going to handle monetary policy, and we really need government to fix fiscal policy. And that's whether it's incentives, whether it's lowering fees, whether it's speeding up permitting times, whatever it is that can get homes and apartments built faster. Mm-hmm. That is what ultimately will help our you know, and for less government red tape, right? Trying to lower that 23% 23% regulatory burden on single family, 43%. We all know the numbers.
Yep.
But that's really the next thing. And especially as if interest rates remain high where they are now, then it's even more important for government to help be part of the solution.
So moving into LegCon in a couple of months, and we talked a little bit about that, but again, we cannot stress the importance of we need to be up there and being represented up on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I mean, we're the voice of the housing industry. Our members are the voice of the housing industry. Our members are going to be the ones who will build the homes that we need to meet demand in this country and help drive down prices, right? And make housing more attainable. And so if you believe that is part of your... I personally believe that part of a member of the National Association's job is to be an advocate for their own industry
100%.
And for affordability. It's part of our mission, right? You know, affordable housing opportunities for all and professional excellence, right? Nothing helps bring those two twin missions of NHB together than coming to Capitol Hill and talking directly to your lawmakers about the power of the industry, and that we are the solution, not part of the solution. We are the solution, and we are good stewards of housing affordability. We're good stewards of the economy. We're good stewards of land use, right? And this is the industry that you need to work with if you're going to help make housing affordable for your constituents. And the best way to do that is to be in town on June 12th and come to Capitol Hill with the great NHB team. Yep. Join, you know, hundreds of your fellow builders from across the country, really advocating for change in policy.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers look good. I took a peek at the numbers compared to last year. They look great, but you can never have enough builders up there, right?
No, that's right. And it's a great time to be in D.C., right? Springtime in D.C. The weather's always great. Bring your family. I mean, I love it when parents bring their kids. It's a great opportunity to introduce them to the government of the United States. In D.C., obviously, whether it's the Capitol building or seeing the White House or the Washington Monument, taking some time to tour the museums. It's actually a pretty cool family vacation to spend, you know, hopefully the kids are out of school at that point, but to spend the weekend and certainly part of that week here and do your civic duty and be an advocate for your industry.
Yeah. And just a plug here, because I think most people wouldn't think of it. It's not just the builders though. It's the associates, right? So it's the people that deal with the builders are welcome as well. Like anybody advocating for the home builders and the home building industry should come and join.
Yeah, it's important to show lawmakers that it's not just people who swing hammers, right? Or develop land. That it's, you know, we are 16% of the U.S. GDP, and that's not just the building function. It's our lumber yards and our lumber dealers. It's our bankers. It's our suppliers. You know, everybody should grab an oar and row in the right direction, because if housing does well, then all of the industries that make housing affordable, they do well too. And that's a really powerful message to bring to Capitol Hill.
All right, June, we want everybody there, right?
Everybody there. Everybody
there. We're talking to you all.
That's right.
So let's stay on the issue of the Hill. First of all, are you still optimistic that things will move this year, given the fact that we're starting to hear some rumblings, a little bit of the shenanigans of pulling out the speaker, maybe?
Give me your ideas there.
Yeah,
it's a passes prologue, right? You know, Speaker Mike Johnson is doing the best he can with a 2-seat majority, and there are, of course, you know, members of his conference that don't think he's doing a good enough job or doing a job, whatever they think, and they're willing to try to, you know, call for a vote to oust him yet again.
Right.
I think it speaks to the tenuous majority that Kevin McCarthy had just a year ago.
Yeah.
We're running out of effective legislating days. The election is hurtling faster and faster towards us. We really kind of get into June. I mean, I really think when we're here for the legislative conference, that's kind of the last gasp. July 4th is kind of the last effective date, right? They'll come back for July, kind of set themselves up.
It's election year, though.
It's an election year, and you know, we've got to fund the government again. Didn't we just do this 2 weeks ago?
Literally
by September 30th, they'll kick that down the can into the back part of the year again.
Right.
So now is as good a time as we can to get up there and help push some things over the last little bit, or you know, set up lawmakers to talk about housing during their campaigns, right? That's as equally important. You know, we want lawmakers to run on housing and being pro-housing.
100%.
As much as, you know, our PAC and our endorsements will all flow towards those members who care about housing and who are housing champions and defenders of housing, this is our opportunity to talk directly to those members. And the sword of Damocles that is constantly hanging over the speaker's head. Yeah, how do you like that?
I like that pole.
Sword of Damocles, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it just adds to the confusion. It just, again, you've heard me say this before, you know, Republicans were given the keys to govern, and they've done anything but at least govern smoothly. You know, we've got trouble overseas,
right?
And now that's finally, you know, the Iran attacking Israel has kind of kicked them into gear with some of this financial aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, and then also Israel. So it's kind of rinse and repeat up there. It's frustrating.
Yeah, no, I can only imagine. Yeah. Well, we don't have to imagine because
we're
2 miles
away. We live it every day. Yeah, right.
That's right. So I guess stay tuned for all of that.
Yep.
I mean, things are starting to heat up. I still feel optimistic about this. I'm, you know, just because we had a couple of little hiccups, you know, this month doesn't mean that things are bad. I just want, you know, but
you mean for the economy?
For the economy, for housing, right?
Yeah, like, I know.
Every time you hear like, oh, you know, this is going to be the thing that derails housing, this. We've been so resilient through all this.
Right.
I mean, you know, 7%+ mortgage rates, and we're still, you know, doing fairly well, you know, considering.
That's right.
A lot more to do, but that's not on us. That's we need the help from others.
That's right. Very, very resilient. You know, the economy has proven to be super resilient, certainly resistant to these high interest rates.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, you know, Rob was talking to us about was this inflow of immigration this year, right? So census says it was 1 million people. I'm sorry, last year, census says 1 million people. Congressional Budget Office was 3 million people.
Yeah.
I mean, those people need to be housed somewhere. Right. And so that's helped kind of prop up demand, also propped up the workforce.
That's right.
Rather than interest rates really crushing the unemployment numbers, or at least driving the unemployment numbers up, you know, this influx in immigration really has kind of masked, you know, what should have been a cooler job market, and that has proven to be pretty resilient. So it's a very strange recovery that we're still in post COVID.
Yeah.
And you know, again, giving Rob all the credit for all of our talking points, with shelter inflation continues to be the outsized factor in the inflation numbers. The only way to solve that problem is to drive, you know, prices down, and that means building more.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And next week I want you to talk how oil affects the housing market.
Oh yeah, no, we'll talk oil and overseas.
Teaser.
Yeah, yeah, and over and overseas turmoil. Right, that's, you know, we haven't been talking about that as much, but
yeah,
that is something we're always looking out for, because you know we've got black swan events, right? You know.
Yeah.
There's you know, too much international tension simmering out there. So we'll talk next week.
Stay tuned for that.
That's right.
Excellent. So before we head out, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor, LG Pro Builder.
Yeah, let's build the good life together.
Let us build the good life together.
Happy to have them on board and great supporter of housing developments. We appreciate them.
100%.
Yeah.
But with that.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Until then, I'm Jim Tobin.
And I'm Paul Lopez.
See you.
Bye.